Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Bible writers use a number of descriptive titles of Christ to help us understand who He is and what He came to accomplish. For example, Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn from the dead, the one who was and is to come, God manifest in the flesh, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Paul writes concerning Jesus, and He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness dwell. Colossians 1:19. Have you stopped to think about the meaning of the expression fullness as it applies to Jesus Christ? Our English word fullness comes from the Greek pleroma, which means total, plenitude, sum, S-U-M. The word is always translated fullness or full. The word suggests that Jesus Christ is the sum of all that God is. Whatever attributes, characteristics, and qualities God possesses dwell in Jesus Christ. The word dwell means to make a permanent abode. In other words, the fullness of God did not dwell in Christ on some occasions and not on others. It was with Him when He was in the immediate presence of God. It was in Him when He walked among men. There was never a time when the fullness of God did not dwell in Jesus Christ. Paul taught in this same epistle, "For in Him, that is in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Colossians 2:9. There have been many strange doctrines about Christ in the religious world. Some teachers have affirmed that Jesus did not become the Christ until the Holy Spirit descended on Him at His baptism. Others have said that He never actually became a man. He looked like a man, but He never took flesh and blood and became one of us. All of these doctrines are false and exposed by the great truths taught in Colossians 1 and in other New Testament passages. Jesus Christ was a great prophet, but He was much more than that. He was also a great teacher, the greatest model of moral and spiritual behavior the world has ever known. His teaching and example revolutionized the world. But as important as all these truths are, they do not tell us all we need to know about Christ. He was God manifest in the flesh. John 1:14, 1 Timothy 3:16. He came to this earth to help men and women to understand who God is and how much God loves fallen men. John the Apostle affirmed, "No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has declared Him." John 1:18. The word declared literally means to draw out, to explain, to reveal. Perhaps no passage in the Scriptures makes that truth any plainer than what Jesus said to Philip. Philip the Apostle asked Jesus to show the apostles the Father. Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say then, 'Show us the Father'?" John 14:8-9. My friends, if you want to know about the nature of the God of this universe, then you get your New Testament and learn about Jesus Christ. He is the fullness of God. Jesus reveals the love which God the Father has for fallen men. He has shown the mercy and kindness which God desires men to receive. To put it very bluntly and plainly, Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, is exactly like God. That was Paul's reason for calling Him the image of God. Colossians 1:15. My friends, we thank you for listening. May our Father continue to bless you.